شنبه. Today is 5th of July 2018, Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you be filled with all attainments and always remain free from having to work hard in your Brahmin life. In this Brahmin life, you become complete with the three relationship of the bestower, Data, the bestower of fortune, Vidata, and the bestower of blessings, Vardata, so that you stay in spiritual pleasure, Ruhani Moj, without having to make any effort. Remember the Father in the form of the bestower, Data, and you will have intoxication of having spiritual rights, Ruhani Adhikaripan. Remember Him in the form of the teacher, Shikshak, and you will have the intoxication of the fortune of being a godly student. The Sadguru is making you move along with the blessings at every moment. The elevated directions for everything you do are blessings from the bestower of blessings. Remain filled with all attainments and you will become free from having to work hard. So Baba is talking about three different relationships today. First is, he is Data, bestower. Second is, he is Vidhata, is bestower of fortune. And third is Vardata, is bestower of blessings. So these are the three different relationships Baba is talking about. When you stay in these three relationships of Data, Vidata and Vardata, automatically what you get is spiritual pleasure. Pleasure is a very inappropriate word for moj. Moj is something else. Spiritual pleasure or spiritual intoxication, and you don't have to make any efforts. So remember Baba in these three forms. He is Data, he is Vidata and he is Vardata. Now Baba has linked these three relationships with three forms. First, when he is Data, he is Father. He is Father. So God is called as Data, or he is called bestower, or he is called Father. So Father is someone who gives. So what do we ask from him? In fact, he gives without asking. But if at all you want to ask something from him, what would you ask from him? Inheritance, that he is giving without asking. Here now in the confluence age, when he is coming as a father and he is saying that I am bestower and I give you something, he is the donor, the giver. So what do we ask from him? Shambhe, what do we ask from him? Protection and care and love he is giving all the time. What else? The soul is so deeply attached to this body and soul is so deeply attached to this world. If at all you want to ask something, ask for Vairag. If at all you want to ask from him for something, ask for tapasya. Ask for connectivity. Ask for spiritual love. Ask for godly love, Paramatma Prem, Niswartha Prem, selfless love. In next Sunday's Murli Baba has said, without Paramatma Prem, without godly love, life is tasteless, nirus, like a sugar cane. which is dry, which has got no juice, a juiceless sugarcane, a tasteless, insipid thing, essenceless. So, if at all you want to ask for something, ask for God's love. If at all you want to ask for something, ask for Vairag. Yesterday, Sakar Murli Baba said about Mukti, about liberation from two things. What are they? Yesterday, Sakar Murli, Mukti from two things, body and world, Chi Chi Sharir and Chi Chi Dunya, the dirty body and the dirty world. See, he is coming as bestower, he is coming as giver. So at all you want to ask for something, ask for freedom from attachments, ask from freedom from sins, ask from freedom from evil tendencies, ask for Vairag, ask for God's love, ask for all those things which are spiritual. Do not go to God and ask Him for worldly things, for temporal things, for material things. Let Him keep His hand on my head and snatch away all the worldliness, all the temporal desires, all the ephemeral desires for worldly attainments. He has not come for all of these things. Do not ask for anything which is of the world. Ask for those things which are spiritual, which are metaphysical. In fact, there is no need of asking even. He gives without asking. But if at all you want to ask, and when He says that I come as Data and I come as Father, so Father gives. So tell the Father to give Him the power of spirituality. Ask Him to give the power of purity. Ask Him to give the power of Vairag, detachment, tapasya, and tyag, and renunciation, so that we can renounce things. Soul knows that. Soul is lost in the world. And soul knows that these things are evil, and these things should not be done, and these things are against Srimad, and these things should not be done, and yet, it has no power. And yet it breaches Srimad time and again. So, when God comes as Data, as bestower, gives Him, ask Him for, from Father for Vairag. In India there was a saint, Dadu Dayal, and there's a huge sect following him. They are known as Dadu Panthi. And even before he was born somewhere near Ahmedabad in Gujarat. And his father had a dream. And in the dream, one saint came, and that saint came and said that, I am coming to you. Next day morning, near the Sabarmati river, you will get a small child. Accept him as your own. But remember that he is not going to stay with you for long, because he is not born for worldly life. He is a spiritual spark who is coming in the world for inflaming the flame of spirituality in the world. So it's shown that Dadu grows up, and when he becomes adult, one day he hugs his father, and by hugging him, he pulls all the Maya Moho. He takes away all the attachment which is there in his father, so that after a few days, when he comes back and he tells his mother and father that I want to go now, I want to renounce the world and I am no more going to stay with you, the father becomes ready, though the mother is little reluctant to let him go because of her own maternal attachments. But because the father is already detached, so that he can live, so he lives the world, and then he comes to Rajasthan and he moves to different areas of Rajasthan to Ajmer and to Narena, and he stays here for a long time in Rajasthan. So, if at all you want to ask for something, ask him freedom from Maya. If at all you want to ask for something, ask Baba. Ask him to help you get rid of all the evil tendencies. So the first form of father, three relationships. One is bestower, data, as father. Second is vidhata. He is a bestower of fortune. And here he is talking about relationship of a teacher. Teacher gives you shiksha, and shiksha or gyan is prakash, is light. Ask him to come as a light in your mind and dispel all the darkness of ignorance, all the agyanata, all the illusions. When he comes as a teacher, he comes as a bestower of fortune by giving him knowledge, by giving you this light of knowledge. He dispels all the darkness. He dissipates all the stark darkness which is in the mind. And he gives you, this is how he forms your fortune, by knowledge. So when he comes as vidhata, he gives you fortune, bhagya. How does he give the bhagya? He gives bhagya by imparting spiritual knowledge, by giving you raj vidya, the greatest of the spiritual knowledge, raj, the king of all the knowledge, raj vidya, raj goyam, which is the secret, most clandestine of all the knowledge, most sacred of all the knowledge. Rajavidya Rajaguhyam Pavitramidamuttamam. This is the purest of all the knowledge. Baba calls this Prachin Vidya, pristine knowledge, which was given long back and it is lost, interpolated, and somewhere totally lost. And now he is giving, he is coming and re-imparting this knowledge. So remember father as bestower of fortune or vidhata. So what do you ask for him, from him, when he comes as vidhata? Give him new knowledge. Ask him for new knowledge, new understanding, new samajh, new ability to understand this knowledge. So when he comes as vidhata, he is teacher. Third, when he comes as bestower of blessings, as Vardata, he is telling you, is telling us to ask for Vardhan. What Vardhan we will ask? What blessings? Everything? Everything easy? No labor. No, we want to ask some Vardhan from him. He comes and he says, ask for some blessing. So what we will ask? Sarvavardhan. Yogi bhava, and be a yogi, and be a pure, be pure and be yogi. Don't ask for anything of the world. When he comes, ask him for everything which belongs to him, not anything which belongs to this world. To make us master bestower of blessing. Then what else you will ask him? He comes here as Sadguru, as teacher, as Sadguru is preceptor, not just a teacher, but as a preceptor, as a Sadguru. So when he comes as a Guru, and Guru comes in front of you, what does Guru do? Agyaranda timirandasya gyananjana shalakaya. He removes the darkness, agyan, even as a teacher and even as a Guru. Guru itself, the word Guru means the one who removes darkness. So what you will ask? Sreshta karma. Baba says, elevated karmas. He teaches you elevated karmas. So that we don't have to repent. So that there is no attachment. So that there is no ego. So that there is no crying. And so that there is no welding. So that we do not become sorrowful, remorseful, repentant, penitent after doing some action, some karma, some deed. So when he comes as bestower of blessing, he is teaching us elevated karmas. So teach him, ask him for this. And when, so forge these three new relationships with him. Which one? Data, Vedata and Vardata, become filled with all attainments, all praptis, and you will become free from having to work hard. Baba doesn't want you to work hard anymore. Because we have been laboring since copper age. We have been working so hard. Our laborious work, he doesn't like. He says, this is a time for spiritual moj. Spiritual pleasure. This is a time for spiritual intoxication. This is a time for Ruhani Adhikari Pan. This is a time when you have the intoxication of having all the spiritual rites. So don't ask even. Don't labor even. Baba doesn't want us to become beggars. He wants us to become kings. We are children of king, not beggars. So do not become or do not suffer from spiritual beggary. From spiritual poverty. In this world of God's richness, let there not be a stress of spiritual poverty. So, remember to remember him in these three relationships. Data, Vidata and Vardata. And ask him everything which is spiritual. And ask him everything that will make us progress spiritually. And become filled from all attainments. And you will become free from having to work hard. Though we have to work hard, but Baba says, I don't want you to work hard. But to reach this stage, we have to work hard. So, today's blessing is, may you be filled from all attainments, all praptis, and always remain free from having to work hard in your Brahmin life. In this Brahmin life, you become complete with all three relationships of the bestower of fortune and the bestower of blessing, so that you stay in spiritual pleasure without having to make any effort. Remember the Father in the form of bestower and you will have intoxication of all spiritual rites. Remember him in the form of a teacher. Second, and you will have intoxication of the fortune of being a godly student. So who are we? Godly students. So our attitude should be like a student. A student is always ready to learn anything new. A student is always curious. There is always inquisitiveness to learn new things. He wants to know. He wants to understand. He wants to ask questions. He has multiple questions. He has a logical mind. He wants to understand the mysteries of everything which the teacher is teaching. He doesn't accept anything just like that. He has logic, he has reasoning for everything. So, be a spiritual student, a godly student. Sit with a pen and paper and write multiple questions. Do not accept anything. Why, when, which, where, how. These are the some of the questions every student should have. For each and everything. When yesterday's Murli Baba is saying, forget this. Dirty body and dirty world. Give up this dirty body and dirty world. Why? Why? Why the body is dirty? This is a question. It gives sorrow. Why this body is dirty? There can be at least how many reasons? Many reasons, umpteen reasons, why this body is dirty. Why body, Baba is talking this body is dirty. World we know, but what about the body? And I say that body is very beautiful, now tell. Why this body is dirty? Huh? Body? So, love of body leads to body consciousness. Love of body leads to sorrow. Love of body leads to what? When you love body, what happens? A student's mind should be filled with questions. Why are you saying like that? I say body is so beautiful. It's so good. I love to wear beautiful clothes. I look very beautiful, very handsome. So why body is dirty? There are beauty contests in the world, Miss Universe and Mr. Universe, and Baba is saying all this is dirty. What about the clothes shops in the world? What about the fashion designers? So think, churn, reflect, cogitate, contemplate. Go into the depth of each and every point, he says. Do not accept anything immediately. Do not accept anything. No matter who is saying, he may be God. Reason. Reasoning is must. So, there was a time in the yajna when all dadis came. You know, they did not reason. And there was no need to reasoning. But yajna has passed through so many stages. There is a huge generation gap. Those were the first generation who came. They did not want, this expansion of knowledge was not needed that time. They just came and they just surrendered. That's it. That was the first phase. They didn't need all of these reasonings and any one of these things. But that was a different phase, and those were the different souls who came. Now, yajna has expanded like anything. And there is a huge maya. That time, even the word yajna was not there. It was a very different scenario. So nothing was needed. Whatever we do here, no spiritual activity was ever needed. Nothing. No reasoning, no spiritual activity, no media, nothing was needed that time. Because it was the phase of establishment. And then there was a phase of expansion. Now, this is expanding like anything, by leaps and bounds. But then, there is a deterioration of tyag and deterioration of tapasya and deterioration of vairag, which is lost somewhere. That's why newer methods are needed. That's why newer ways of churning are needed. That's why the churning is needed. Churning was not needed at that time at all. Now we need it, but because there is a huge time gap. And everything is different. Now if one has to take any decision here, he has to think 100 times. Otherwise, there are thousands of examples where people are repenting. Because they took an impulsive step and later on came to sorrow. So, second and then third, he is Sadguru. So remember, try to remember him with three new relationships. Rather than just remembering father, teacher and Sadguru, remember today as he is Data, he is Vidata and he is Vardata. And then get filled with all attachments, all attainments, not attachments. And you will become free from having to work hard. Om Shanti.